when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Back again, you just can't stop those darn polkas. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Yep, we're just playing the polka records like we do every week here on the show. Glad you're along with us for another edition. Show number 227, for those of you keeping count. And I don't have any idea if anybody is keeping count, but I have to. And it's show number 227. I have a big stack of 45s here that have been accumulating on the counter for the past several months. Like, I'd do a show and I'd have a few left over that I had picked out the week before, and then I'd have a few left over that I picked out the week before, and then I'd find one laying around somewhere and I'd put it on the stack. And so I got this stack of records that just, they need to be played so I can put them on the shelf where the done records are, except that I haven't done that for a while, and there's a big stack of done records over here. And I don't know, there may be something in here we played a month ago. I have no idea. But I'm going to play the stack because I want to put them away. So let's just start off with Eddie Zima and the orchestra, shall we? This is the Farmer's Daughter Polka. Eddie Zima and the orchestra there, and the Farmer's Daughter Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, rolling for another week here, and just working my way through a stack full of records that that just have kind of accumulated here in the studio over the last few weeks. So we'll see what chance brings us this week, because that's totally what this is. Chance is heavily on duty here as we head into August, if you can imagine that. This will be the last show that encompasses any of July. We're kind of getting the end of July and the first part of August, depending when you're hearing this show, because I have no idea. It's a weekly show, and different stations and places play it at different times. But yeah, we're making that transition into August. The dog days of summer. Isn't that what we have in August? I think it's the dog days of summer. And it also means like it's 6 months till Christmas from this week, depending what day again you're hearing the show. It's about 6 months to Christmas, right? No, is that wrong? It's July. August, September, October, November, December. It's 5 months till Christmas. Clearly, I have lost my ability to do math today. But anyway, start your Christmas shopping early is what I always say. Norm Dabrowski and the Happy Notes over here on turntable number one. Actually, it just says the Happy Notes. This record is by the Happy Notes with vocals by Pa and Ma Dabrowski. And this is the Lover, Please Come Back to Me polka.
Thank you. sit and cry. Answer sincerely. Don't let this be goodbye.
There you go, Ma and Pa Dombrowski, along with the Happy Notes there, and the Lover, Please Come Back to Me, Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. As I mentioned, it is a random stack of records today. I don't even know what's in here, really. I did not analyze it. I just went, there's a stack of records. They need to be played. Now, here's one. I got the Wesley Ludwig Orchestra here. I can't remember ever playing this record, but odds are that it must have been played at some point. Everybody knows the song anyway. Here they are with the Johnny's Knocking Polka.
Jasiu, w okieneczko puka Jasiu drzwi. Puka Jasiu, w okieneczko puka Jasiu drzwi. Moja miła najmilejsza, proszę otwórz drzwi. Moja miła najmilejsza, proszę otwórz drzwi. Otwórz miła, nie bądź taka, mam coś dla ciebie. Otwórz miła, nie bądź taka, mam coś dla ciebie. Piękny światły pieścioneczek, ożenimy się. Piękny światły pieścioneczek, ożenimy się. for you. A sparkling ring with big red diamonds, and my love for you. A sparkling ring with big red diamonds, and my love for you.
That is the Johnny's Knockin' Polka there, one of your good standard numbers there, as done up by the Wesley Ludwig Orchestra. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. I always want to say rocking out the polkas, but I guess you wouldn't be rocking them out, you'd be polkaing them out, or dancing them out, dancing out the polkas. That sounds a little classier. The Jolly Fisherman coming up in a second after we talk briefly about a World of Accordions museum and invite you to stop by, pay him a visit, check it out, scope it out, take a look, scrutinize for yourself. Over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display right there. It's an amazing array of stuff. In fact, you can get a little sample by looking at their website, actually. They have a beautiful gift shop. They have a gorgeous concert hall. They have the world's really only accordion and concertina technician and repair school. It's you need to pay them a visit. You can kind of, like I say, get a sneak peek online at worldofaccordions.org. Then if you're going to find yourself in the Duluth Superior area, they're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin, at the tip of Lake Superior, you can go on up the North Shore from there and explore all the great waterfalls, lighthouses, and cliffs, and hiking trails, and parks, and campgrounds, and stuff that's up that way. Really make it a family affair. Find out more, worldofaccordions.org. Yes, you can shop the gift shop online if you need a gift for an old-time fan, an accordion fan, or just a musical person. They have a lot of neat and unique items. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them on the web. All right, I told you, Jolly Fishermen are up next. Another one of those good standard polkas that everybody seems to know. Don't always know the title, but they always recognize the tune. This is the Peanuts Polka. Alright, they go a little Peanuts Polka there, the Jolly Fisherman, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, spinning the polkas here, like we do every week. Hey, don't forget, too, you know, if you want to request a song, or you have a question, or a dedication, or whatever the case might be, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. Sometimes I think I fail to mention that. You could call or text to area code 218-259-2985, and that'll make the operators go, what the heck is this, and who wants to hear a polka? 218 259-2985. Text in, request dedications, comments, questions, queries, advice, stock tips, whatever. Or you could call, leave an actual message like, hi, play this song for me. You could also email, easily available at oompahour@aol.com. And we're also on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you will find us there. So all that valuable information, that's a lot to keep track of. We have not played a Lawrence Welk record for a long time here in the old Oompa Hour, and I've got one in this stack. It does not say on the 45, however, that Myron Florin is playing the accordion. But I would bet you dollars to donuts. What does that mean? I would bet you dollars to donuts. Like, I'll bet you a dozen donuts if you bet me $1,000. It seems ridiculous. Anyway, I'll bet you dollars to donuts. Or donuts to dollars. I don't know. That it is my, because it sounds like Myron Florin's style of playing. And who else would be playing on a Lawrence Welk record than Myron Florin? Anyway, here they are. This is Jenny Lind. There you go. Thank you, boys. That was a wonderful number. The Jenny Lind Polka played by the boys in the band today. That is my very bad Lawrence Welk impression. But Lawrence Welk is one of those people. Anybody can impersonate him a little bit. You know, some people, they're a little over the top, so doing the impersonations, not that difficult. You know, a one and a two. Anyway, back to the Oompa Hour. That was ridiculous. I have a Steve Adamchek, I believe is how you pronounce it. And I love the name of the band, and his Hungry Six. What a great name for a band. This is the Carousel Polka. right, there you go. A little carousel polka there with Steve Adamczyk and his Hungry Six here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Is it too early for a waltz? Too early in the show for... It is unanimous. I saw the hands go up there. It is too early in the show for the weekly waltz. So in that case, I'll play the other side of the record. We will do a waltz before the show is over, though. The Deutschmeisters. Here's the Kinder Polka. There you go, Kinder Polka, Deutschmeisters, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. One of my favorite record labels on Flint Records. Flint Records, the spark of music. And it's got like a little picture here that represents a flint wheel on an old-fashioned cigarette lighter with a little spark shooting out of it. I always thought that was a great record label. Anyway, there you go, Deutschmeisters featuring the concertina solo by Tony Wolf and the Deutschmeisters, of course, from St. Joseph, Minnesota. So there you go. Still too early for a waltz in the show. Yes, it is. I always play Alvin Stasinski. What is the song by Alvin that we play all the time? Alvin Stasinski. It's like one of the most... Oh, Hupsadenya. One of the most requested songs ever in the history of the Oompa Hour. And there's a lot of Alvin Stasinski fans out there. They like old Al. And have we ever played Al singing Polish Girlfriend? I know that we played other people doing Polish Girlfriend. We played Patty Chmielewski singing Polish Boyfriend. But I don't recall ever having Alan Stasinski do the Polish Girlfriend song. So maybe this is a first. Maybe it's not. But anyway, great tune. Here we go.
Kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one we'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. but only by your lips, dear. 'Cause you're the only one who'll ever do. I want someone to hug and call me honey. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna find myself a Polish girlfriend, a pretty girl whose heart is always true, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you. I wanna be kissed, but only by your lips, dear, 'cause you're the only one who'll ever do, and one that will stay with me forever. I wanna be loved, but oh, only by you.
That Polish girlfriend there, Alvin Stasinski, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Hey, this stack is starting to get a little shorter, getting some of these records played that have been sitting here in front of the turntable for weeks and weeks and weeks. You betcha. We will get to a waltz in the show this week, too, because we always do. Well, just about that. I'm sure if somebody analyzed all 200-and-some-odd shows, they would figure out, you know, you didn't do a waltz that one week. Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners up next here. My wife gets drunk.
She buy vodka, that's my keda. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. Supper no on the table, Keda sleep on their table. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. I no more eat hot suppers, only old cold frankfurters. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk.
Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners, my wife gets drunk. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. That's actually the B-side of that record. The Detroit Polka is the A-side, for Pete's sake. Here we are playing B-sides. I like the B-side better. Anyway, we do have a waltz coming up. Not the next song, but the next song after that. So if you got to, ladies, if you got to talk your husbands into getting up to dance or whatever the case might be, boy, I'm trying to decide which side of the record to play for the waltz coming up here. I can't decide. I'll work on that while you listen to the next record. How about that? Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. This is the Valley Spring Polka.
Thank you.
Jolly Spring Polka there. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks on Tim Zumpa Hour. And your old-time oldies show. Now, I told you, waltz is coming up. You are prepared and ready to dance. I went with the B-side of a Jerry Dostal record for our waltz this week, only because of the two sides, it's the side I know the words to. So, while you're dancing, I can sing along with. And when I do that, I think, well, you're playing a song that's just been played a million times in the last 100 years, and everybody knows it, and they're tired of it. Not true. Not true. Jerry Dostal and his orchestra and their version of the Blue Skirt Waltz. If you're not dancing, you can sing along with, okay?
I wandered alone one night till I heard an orchestra play. I met you where lights were bright and people were carefree and gay. You were the beautiful lady in blue. I was in heaven just waltzing with you. You thrilled me with strange delight, then softly you strolled away. I dream of that night with you, lady, when first we met. We danced in a whirl of blue. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies and blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back, don't be blue anymore.
See, for those of you who didn't want to dance, you could sing along with Jerry Dostal there and the Blue Skirt Waltz on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Now, this next record I've had in the collection for a long time, but it always bugs me because the name of the band is spelled wrong on the record. And I don't just mean like in one spot. Both sides of the record, the front of the jacket, the notes on the back, everything, they got the name of the band spelled wrong. I got the Shimoleski Brothers. They've also been the Shimoleski Funtime Band, just the Shimoleskis, Shimoleski Family Band, a lot of different names. And it's spelled Shimoleski is the correct spelling. And the W is left out because you pronounce Shimoleski, you don't say Shimoleski. But there's a W in there when it's written on every single thing in the world except this album. I'm like, what happened? Wait a minute. Time out. Let me look at something here because I think... Yeah, there's the problem. There's the problem right there. It's a Canadian record company, and it's a Minnesota band. People in Canada must spell Shimoleski without the W. That's got it, just like they spell color with a U. I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that we have never played the Shimoleskis doing the Waterloo Polka, so let's take care of that right now.
Thank you.
have it, the Shimoleski brothers there and the Waterloo Polka. They sounded just fine, even though the W is missing on the record here. I just want to take a picture of that, send it to Patty, and go, what's the deal here? Why is the W missing? I'm going to do that later here. We're going to find out, for Pete's sake. Now, this next record, I have the Jolly Brothers and the Band coming up next. That's actually And the Band. You could have actually been a member of And the Band. And the record has got a really weird warp in it. You know, sometimes a record would get a warp that's just kind of like a little wave through the, like a little, you know, like a raised spot or a dip or whatever in the record. This one has a warp that's like a wavy wobble. And it's weird. And I was determined to be able to play this record despite the warp. And I had to dial in, for those of you who are turntable geeks, I had to dial in an extra gram and a half of tracking force to get the needle to stay on the record through this one. I had a good old Stanton 500 cartridge. They'll play anything. You could put $12 in change on the tone arm and the darn thing would still play. So the record's in beautiful condition except for this weird, nasty, wobbly warp that goes through it. I mean, it almost looks like waffles. And I think I got her, so she's going to play, even though the needle just bounces around like crazy. But I think we got her. This is the Come Dance With Me Polka. Cross your fingers that the record track's okay. This is the Jolly Brothers and the Band. Uh-oh, there's trouble already. I thought it was going to work. This only happens on live radio. And yes, I realize you're hearing this recorded, but I'm recording the show live. Hang on, that's funny. I'm going to give it a little shove here, okay? Hang on, we're going to get it. All right, there we go. I just had to help it a little bit. Oh, man, maybe we have to help it a lot. This doesn't happen at Big Town Radio. Let's try it again here. I am telling you, people, that this worked 5 minutes ago. That record would play just fine 5 minutes ago. What the heck is... Should we try the other side? On the other side is the On a Monday Morning Mazurka. And you don't get a lot of mazurkas on the show. I'm just going to try it. And if this doesn't work, then it's going to be a free-for-all. Because I got nothing ready for backup here. Oh, that's not good, is it? Oh, it's look at that. The needle's just... scooching. Oh, they're singing too. Oh no, that is. I promise you, 5 minutes ago it was working. I refuse to throw this record out. We're going to figure out a way to fix that and make it play. Now I got to find another record and get it ready to go here live on the radio, because I still have the Shimoleskis on the other turntable. All right, well let's do Harry Zarnick and the Texas Dutchman, shall we? And the Charming Katie Polka. I just happen to have that one sitting. I could have done like they do at the big stations. We'll go to commercial break and come back with more. But what fun would that be? This is the spontaneity of live, spontaneous radio. Let's give this one a try. Oh, that's much better.
Až bude mi pak svojí, zlatáčko, co bude snídat a snídaníčko. Rána se probudím, Kačenko roztomila.
Is the charming Cating Polka with a nice flat record that came to my rescue, though, by Harry Zarnik and the Texas Dutchman here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Holy moly. We'll get a couple more tunes into the show at least here this week. Man, I'm being blinded. I'm being blinded here in the studio. There's a pickup truck parked out back here, and there's a window back here, and the sun is in just the right place that it's hitting the windshield of this pickup truck and shining it right in my eye when I turn my head here over to the machine to push the button to play the commercials. Maybe it means I shouldn't play the commercials, but I must, because then we can come back with Rod Serrar and the Tony Jamber Orchestra. So hang on, it's coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
Oh, I'm telling you, this is shaping up to be a wild show, isn't it? Holy moly here. Okay, I think we're probably going to go out on these two records that I got ready to go right now. And both tie into my youth and life in Minneapolis as a kid, because when I was a kid, we lived in, St. Anthony Village, kind of just outside of northeast Minneapolis. And Tony Jamber lived down the street from us, and in his driveway all the time was this great big trailer with Tony Jamber Orchestra on the side with musical notes. It was very festively painted. I kind of grew up looking at that trailer. And here he is, Tony Jamber's orchestra, Rod Serrar with Tony Jamber in the orchestra, and my sweetheart, Rosalinda.
Thank you.
Serrar, the Tony Jamber Orchestra, and my sweetheart Rosalinda Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're going to go out with an oldie but a goodie. Wait, they're all oldies. The Ping Pong Polka, Art Fitch and his Polka Dots, recorded at Soma Records in Minneapolis. Soma is the first name of Amos spelled backwards, record company in Minneapolis. Put out a lot of great rock and roll records in the 50s and 60s, but that's a whole nother story. And this record is actually pressed on red vinyl, which is pretty groovy for something that's this old. And it's a little scratchy. I feel like I'm pushing my luck after the experience we had with that other record earlier today. But let's see if we can't wrap it up with Art Fitch and the Polka Dots and the Ping Pong Polka. On the show on the genuine red vinyl and everything. Woo boy! Hey, we made it through the show despite the scratchy, skippy records and everything else we had happen this week. That's what makes it fun, you know?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. Back to do it again next week with another stack of records. Hopefully no warped ones next time, you know, huh? In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!